Hi, my name is Megan, and I'm from Reisterstown, Maryland. My daughter's name is Maddie, and we come to Johns Hopkins Children's Center because she has cystic fibrosis.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why.
I knew I was a carrier. Her dad never got tested because it's just so rare with African-American children. We kind of just thought that 1 in 17,000 chance that she's not going to be it.
I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try.
Cystic fibrosis, it's a genetic lung disease. It produces this thick, sticky mucus that can stick to the lungs, and two people that have CF can't touch. They can't hug. They can't even comfort each other during the times of it. I have two CF friends, mom friends. We're each other's biggest comfort online, but we can't even get our kids together because risk of cross-contamination and them getting Maddie sick and Maddie getting them sick.
See the line where the sky.
She's starting to now realize that her life looks a little bit different. Last year at cheerleading, all the girls were doing, you know, cartwheels and handstands, and she had the pick line, so I had to stop her. She just, you know, broke down, just sobbed.
If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go.
The average person lives to like mid-30s, I believe. I told her that she has the best doctors in the world, so they're gonna do the best job they can. And I was like, well, what's your thought? She just said, she was like, I'm scared I'm gonna die.
See the light as it shines on the sea. It's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes.
She's the strongest person I know. Surgery, it was terrifying. I mean, it's a scary thing. I just try not to think there because that can be a very dark place, and I've been there and I don't want to visit it again. These kids are normal. Like, it's not a death sentence. They just have to fight a little bit harder in this world. That's the most important thing, is she's fine. She's good. She's the best doctors in the world, and I can't be depressed about it. I have to raise this beautiful little girl.
If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know how far I'll go.
I believe in miracles. I do. Johns Hopkins Children's Center means hope for my daughter's future. It means everything to us.